Welcome to Cinematic Talks with your hosts, Harvey Bird and Nathan Simmons. I'll be there when your heart stops beating. I'll be there when your last breath's taken away. In the dark when there's no one listening. In the times when we both get carried away. When we both get carried away.
Fuck you.
Hello and welcome back to Cinematic Talks. Today, we're in episode 5, Nathan.
Episode 5.
It doesn't sound like many. But, yeah, so as you will have seen so far, over the last 2 weeks, we have been releasing episodes from the Cinematic Vault. Basically, episodes that we, or should I say, Harvey, forgot to edit.
Yes, and if you're wondering, during that intro, why Harvey said, fuck you, I got him with a finger circle. Just wanted to throw that in there.
Yeah.
I feel special about that one.
So we're just going to end up leaving that in this.
It's episode 5. Does it matter?
No, it doesn't matter.
Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. But boy, have we got some stuff to talk about this week. It is good to be back.
It's really good to be back.
In Harvey's bedroom, I'd add. It's not a studio, and no, nothing goes on in here. Apart from the talking.
Just the talking.
Shall we move on to our first... We don't actually... In tradition, we don't have cups of tea with us this evening, but that doesn't mean you can't.
They
so go and make
be,
one.
Truly missed.
But Harvey, it might be tradition. We may not have written it, but where can they find us?
So as always, you can find us on many different places now that we have partnered with Anchor. That means you can find us on the Anchor app, Anchor website, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Castbox, Radio Public, Breaker, Stitcher, Pocket Cast, Overcast, SoundCloud, and YouTube. All of them, if you feel like it.
I'm no expert. We have a listener. I think he said Spotify as well, or am I going mad?
Oh yeah, we have Spotify as well. Yeah, it's just not on this list that I pulled up.
It's absolutely fine, but we are on Spotify.
Yeah, that's definitely our newest one.
And we did not look at a script at all there, and I did not read fuck prom. But seriously.
Yeah, if you guys watched episode 3, you'll know that. But if you haven't, go back and watch that one. That one was a lot of fun.
Harvey had to cut a lot of what I said out.
Yeah.
A bit vicious.
Let's not talk about them
right.
Jokes.
No, but you know what we should talk about? Tonight's topics. Topic number one. Lots of controversy. The beloved Indian character Apu has been kicked from The Simpsons because apparently it's racial. Racist. It's caused racial controversy. Controversy? I can't even speak this evening, but that's fine.
So,
which I think is shit.
Yeah, so they removed an Indian character voiced by an Indian person. Quickly before anyone gets their knickers in a twist, yes, we did end up finding out that it's not voiced by an Indian person, and it was just misinformation, but we end up talking about it for a little while anyway, so enjoy. Because he was Indian.
Because people said he was a sort of stereotype or something? Well then axe every other character, because they're all stereotypes. Wiggum, Cletus, Groundskeeper Willie. Am I going mad, or am I...
They're just all stereotypes.
They're all stereotypes. So how come The Simpsons has to get rid of one of its beloved characters, but South Park can dig into anything they want and be fine?
I guess it's probably because South Simpsons is advertised as a family-friendly kind of...
What's he program. Done that's racist? He works in a shop and has an accent. If it's racist to have an accent, some people shouldn't be allowed to speak then. If that's basically what you're saying. That's saying you don't want a character because he works in a shop and has an accent... That's what most people do.
Yeah, true.
It's absolute shit.
I mean, I've never really I can't say never really. I've watched a lot of episodes of Simpsons, but I don't tend to these days.
Nah, it's been a while.
But of course, Apu will always be missed, as he was a very important character in Quickie Mart.
Exactly. It took me ages to get the place is called Quickie Mart. Quickie.
Yeah, I get you. Okay.
It took me many years to figure that out.
Took you many years. Probably many years too long.
Who cares? I'm reading the thing about him here. Everything with Apu is like this running joke. Kondabolu told the New York Times, and the running joke is that he's Indian. So it's already been explained that he's fine.
See, it's saying here the problem with Apu, where he explained how the character in his thick Indian accent was based on hurtful stereotypes, but wasn't the person who voices him actually Indian?
I think so, and if it's been on a racial, hateful stereotypes, why is he being allowed to be on for so long? Why is it only now that everyone's become a snowflake they have to get rid of him?
He is not Indian.
Oh, I was told that he was. Somebody told me. Yeah. Is it not changed over time, or?
I don't know. Hank Azaria is an American actor, voice actor, comedian, and producer, best known for his voice characterizations of a variety of characters, which include Mo, Apu, Chief Wiggum, the comic book guy,
Carl Carlson,
and others.
Because I'm probably reading something here, then. Then maybe that's the person that complained, I don't know.
So I'm guessing because they're making him Indian. But
why should that be offensive?
I mean, isn't that, like, at least they're adding diversity to the program, I guess.
Here's the thing. The BBC, if anyone's British, knows that between their programs, they had hippos swimming round in a circle, and they replaced that for some old people crawling out the sea to show Britain's diversity. But a cartoon can't have diversity with an accent or a character, because that's racist.
Welcome to TV, basically. That's why everyone's taken to the
internet. I think I've still got it, that fucking monster energy in me, because I'm quite happy to go on a rant about this.
Oh, feel free, go ahead.
Fucking,
I'll mute my mic and sit back.
It's not racist! It's an accent. He's never done the accent to officially offend anyone. He's never done it to offend anyone, but because everyone's offended these days to jump on the fucking hype train, apparently, you know, I can't watch this cartoon, but it's like, he has a job. I should be offended because I didn't have one when I was 15. That is the fucking society these days.
I mean, I guess what they're trying to get at is that it's an American guy making a fake Indian accent.
I do an Indian accent right now. Are you offended? I said, well, I don't know what the fuck that was, but...
I mean, no, but I'm also not Indian. So I guess that's where the controversy is coming from. But why don't they just keep the character and bring in someone with an actual Indian accent? Because then can that be racist if it's his actual accent? I mean, we'd be losing the voice, but it wouldn't be that much different. Let's be honest. We've all heard the Indian interpretation of an English linguist.
There's somebody English doing an Indian accent that speaks English doing an English or Indian accent.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, it is what it is, but it's kind of fucked.
I just think people need to grow a fucking pair of bollocks.
Yeah.
He's had that. It's not like he's now done it to offend anyone. He's always had it. Why are you now offended? What's it done to offend you? He is... I mean, how dare you have an Indian character with an Indian accent?
I mean, like,
if he was Indian and had an American accent, everyone would complain.
Yeah. But it's the whole thing of, like, it's been going on for so long now. What's changed? Literally nothing.
I'll tell you what,
it's more societies that changed, yeah.
People are pussies and can't handle anything these days. So I tell you what, Harvey, 5 months' time, Groundskeeper Willie will be gone. Cletus will be gone. Chief Wiggum will probably be gone.
Well, Groundskeeper Willie won't be gone. He'll just be having an Iron Brew advertisement every 3.5 minutes.
It's Groundskeeper Willie!
Oh, we should get Mal to come on and do a Groundskeeper Willie.
Right, so he's going to murder you. That's Harvey's last appearance.
Right, I'm sorry, guys. I guess I will be disappearing from now on.
We'll get Groundskeeper Willie to do it for us! Not really doing my Scottish accent very well for once, but... Should we go on to our second topic? Because I think I've... Because it's going to get to a point, if I complain any further, I'm going to offend people if I haven't already.
Speaking of people getting offended and offending others, what happened at BlizzCon the other day?
Diablo 4? Nah, Diablo Immortal. Happen. What have the players been asking for? Diablo 4? Nah, we're going to put it on a mobile. At least it's not a battle royale. Here's the thing. It was put on, I believe it's put on Blizzard's forums. They hear what the community wanted. Good things come to those that wait, but evil things take a long time or something. People didn't read them, but why would you not just give the players what they wanted? Who opted for a mobile Diablo game? Hang on. The game's announcement trailer has racked up more than 1 million views, but also received more than 257,000 dislikes.
I mean, according to this, the Diablo series subreddit have bemoaned Diablo, calling Blizzard out of touch and equating the announcement to a slap in the face.
I love the guy that went up to the microphone and said, is this an out-of-season April Fool's joke? Fucking wiped the floor with the developers. Even the crowd just fucking cheered for him.
But see, like, I guess in this point, like, any content's good content unless it's the content that people don't want. And that's the problem. Like, mobile gaming is...
Not gaming.
People say that it's going up, but no, it's just more that... it's accessible to younger children, and you don't really see many people mobile gaming.
You got games on your phone? You got Fortnite? No.
See, they bring out like the Razer phone, the ROG phone, these new gaming phones, but let's be honest, they're not used for gaming. They're like, mobile gaming is not really a thing. It's more just a time waste. And if there's any like competitive pro league mobile gaming, then you can come back and ask me.
Just gonna Arx developers want to put it on the Switch because apparently they can't make any, because apparently they can make more money from one game.
But then that's exactly the same as what Rockstar did with GTA 5.
What did they do with that?
When they obviously originally released it on the PS3 and Xbox 360, and that was all they released on for about a year and a half before the Xbox One and PS4 were announced. Then they developed it for them too, and then it was another like 6 or 7 months before it actually came out on PC. So basically they're just using the time to milk as many platforms as they can. So people end up buying it like 3 times.
I must say this now. Console players, thanks for beta testing it for us.
Yeah, thanks for
Scrubs.
Beta testing. Yeah. I mean, it's a better experience on PC.
Right, hang on. We've gone off topic, but yeah. Slap in the face, it's a mobile game. Why do PC gamers want a mobile game? Oh, wait, we don't. Now, we're on the... I haven't got much to say about this Diablo, because I don't play about it, and we've said it's a slap in the face. Speaking of games companies, Telltale Games has died. Bunch of people didn't get their pay. Everything fucking disbanded.
Rest in peace, Telltale Games.
However, Skybound Games came to the rescue to finish off The Walking Dead, and we will see Clementine's final chapter. No doubt I won't cry, because I'm a cold-hearted bastard. I didn't even cry at season one. People that have seen that will now send me very hateful things.
See, I actually haven't played the game yet, and that's one of the things on my list to do.
I'm going to force you to, and I'm going to sit at the side while you cry.
Oh, please don't do this to me. Walking Dead is the one thing that can get me to cry. Like,
well, wait till you see season one, my friend. Oh. You will run out of bodily fluids from crying.
It's no not November, Nathan. Right.
Bloody hell. Yeah, but that's not against the rules. By the way, it is no not November. If you take one of those free nut coupons, you're a coward.
That's a nice message from Nathan over here. Right.
I'm going strong.
A message from our sponsor.
Message from our sponsor. If you do know November, you're braver than the Navy SEALs.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just looking at this. That was approximately 250 employees abruptly laid off. Wait, months after the co-founder and former CEO sued the company.
After reports of the studio's toxic culture surfaced. There was a bunch of layoffs, people didn't get paid, so...
Shit.
They pulled it off Steam while no one was doing it, just so people didn't get their money wasted.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. Well, at least Skybound are going to come to the rescue and finish off the Telltale's Walking Dead game.
I can't wait to see how it ends. Really unpopular opinion. And I know he's young, but I can't stand AJ as a character. I really want to know who's going to get pissed at that. I can't stand him. He's like, I just want to do good. And then when he's done bad, he's like, I'm going on patrol for monsters. No, you're not. Don't pull this shit. Just get him killed, please. And speaking of things disbanding, Harvey, this is one for you.
Oh, God. Yeah, don't do this to me. So,
too late.
Unfortunately, if you guys remember episode 1 of Cinematic Talks, not of Reboot, of Cinematic Talks, the original on my YouTube channel, we had a section about what music we've been listening to. And I devoted a little part to the band Milestones, whose album had actually released that day. It was called Red Lights, and it's honestly been my favourite album since, and I'm absolutely in love with it. Unfortunately, the other day, Milestones actually announced their breakup, basically, and they've got 2 final shows in January. So that's what's killed me this week. It's really hurt me this week.
Is it truly?
Like, yeah, I was crying all day. I physically didn't even come in Discord that night because I didn't want to see people. But luckily I'm going to get to see them one last time in London in January. So there's always the upside.
Are you sure that... I'm looking at one of our later topics. Are you sure that's what's killed you the most this week?
I mean, yeah.
It's tied.
It's kind of tied, what's going
on. It's tied.
Yeah.
I haven't got anything to say because I never listen to them.
It's fair enough. But all I can say is that they will be very, very missed. And I wish the best for all of the members. Yeah, so Mark, Eden, Drew, Matt, you're fucking legends, and I hope that you go and do much better things in the future.
Wonderful. How poetic.
How poetic.
My cold heart was melted. Next topic? What have we been playing? Literally we this time.
We may as well get into it.
I've been there since August 14th. The new WoW expansion of Battle for Azeroth came out. Pirates and Dinosaurs. Literally the new expansion. Fucking loving it.
So
the soundtrack, though.
What people actually won't know is we actually haven't done an episode since for this, but I tried out WoW for a month, and that was the thing I vowed to do. I was like, okay, I'll give it a go. I'll give it a month and see how I get on. Now, I barely played in this time, like, barely at all, but I kind of got into it. Like, I knew what I was doing more than what I did originally. So I got to the point where I was in Discord with Azzy, Nathan, and Mal, and it was a sudden thing of, hey, Harvey, you're going to need to get WoW and come play with us. But they would not let it go. Like, the only way I could actually get out of that situation was to be if I was to go and literally jump from a bridge. So it got to the point where I was like, I physically couldn't afford it that week. I hadn't been paid. So I didn't have the money. And it got to the point where Mal literally sent me the money on PayPal saying, hey, yeah, get your sub, pay me back when you get paid.
You're making this sound so much more vicious than it was, Harvey. I can't believe you.
But the point is, I can't thank you guys enough, because I've been really enjoying it. And it's good to have a game to play with you again.
Bring it in. Bring it in, brother.
I love you, Nathan.
No homo.
No homo. So,
teenage jokes.
But yeah, it's been a lot of fun, to be honest. And I need to play
I need to say more that I now know that when Mal hears this, he's going to shed a manly tear.
Thank you, Mal. We've been making the joke.
Mal is the father in the WoW family, and I'm the mother. And I was like, Mal, he's growing out of nappies. He's playing on his own. It was beautiful.
Yeah, they got to witness me like logging on by myself.
So anyone that plays the game might be proud of Harvey's choice. I'm proud of his race choice. He did the underrated female dwarf, and he went for a mage.
Yeah.
That's fucking ballsy. I like mages.
I mean, I've been having a lot of fun so far.
That's because you're leveling with us. We all know me, Uncle Stash, the healer.
Just leave it, Uncle Stash. We are proud members of Father Mal's R-Train. That's Rabbit Train for all everyone.
Yes.
Knows.
Yep. Short Rabbit.
And
character names. Should we go? Because I'm Uncle Stash. You're Cinralian. Mal is Philly. Woo! Lord of the Rings and Hobbit. I've forgotten which one. Shit. And then Azzy is.
I can't actually remember.
Begins with Az.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for forgetting that. I think Azzy, it might be an Azanor thing. I'm not.
You can punish me when I show you this episode. So. Not like that. I don't know, please don't do that. I mean, I'm lonely, but not that lonely.
Oh, thanks. But right. We've covered two things that have happened with Blizzard recently. We recently had BlizzCon. Lots of big announcements from all over. Warcraft 3 remastered. That's going to be... We get a free WoW mount if we pre-order it. Destiny 2 is now free for anyone that's purchased on the Blizzard app. As I say, all the WoW content. And Blizzard's new charity pet once a year. Or once, twice a year, they do a charity pet. Me and Mal completely broke down when he saw it, and we purchased Wampa, which goes to the code.org foundation.
So if you charity. Guys are watching on YouTube rather than the podcast, there will be a picture on screen right now of this dear Wampa. It's absolutely beautiful. And
Melts my heart.
I'm very tempted to buy.
I'm very pissed off you've spelt it wrong. There needs to be a H after that
well,
W.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
If anyone that's interested, and if you're a child like me, there is a giant soft... There's a big... soft toy of Wampa you can buy in the store for £27. Christmas is here in about month's time. Month, a bit longer than that, but...
It's a lot of money, but I dropped
it. It goes to the charity as well.
Yep.
So if you really want to donate to code.org, you should look them up. I have something about IT in schools for... I think it was women and minorities, they said, in countries where they don't really have it.
Oh, fair enough.
That's fair enough. Yeah, and it didn't take people long to rip into them for that, because the people of Argent Dawn...
Oh, I don't really know.
That's a wonderful server.
I dropped Mal a message with a picture of the plushie, basically asking me if it could be a business expense. And his reply was, of course. So let's hope that this ends up...
Well, seeing how your order was about 9 trillion of it, I wouldn't complain.
I should probably put a screenshot on screen right now as well.
I mean, it's fucking adorable.
Yeah.
It puppy eyes, and his description is so good. It's like, he stands there. Harvey, you haven't seen the animation? He sits there and literally rocks on like that. He does that. It's amazing. Nice. He does it while running sometimes.
I need it.
Oh, mate, we all need it. It was amazing. That's been BlizzCon. Lots of big announcements on the WoW. Oh, I'm going to say it. I'm going to play the game. New Goblin and Worgen models. I creamed a little bit when I saw those.
Nathan, November.
I can't help it. I don't like the female Worgen already, though. I'm sure they looked like rabid chihuahuas, but now they just look like furry costumes. Harvey, if you go into our Discord, you'll see what I mean. If you compare the models...
I don't really know. So
they look like furry costumes. At least the male ones are awesome. They look half-possessed.
But as we were also saying with Destiny 2, it's pretty nice having that free, although I know it's pissed off a lot of people who have paid all the money for it.
Robert
Mal. But I guess it's kind of a ploy to get more people playing it, get people to actually buy the DLC, because without it, there's the level cap. And I guess if somebody wants to try out the game, it's really a good thing to do. But it's 80 gig. Obviously, most people can install that. But when you've got internet, like some of the people in Cinematic, not to name, it's going to take you a little while.
Well, it's nothing compared to Red Dead 2 side at 100 gigabytes.
Oh, that's not
that came out, and I believe it's had the biggest launch weekend of any game in fucking history. It's done immensely well. I'm getting it when it comes on PC, hopefully. But strangely enough, I don't have the urge to buy it as much as I loved that first one.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably going to be a long while until we get it on PC.
Again, the consoles can beta test it for us. I don't mind the wait for that.
Yeah, it's absolutely fine with that. But once we do finally get it, I will probably look into getting it. But I don't think I can justify spending £50 on a game.
No.
Like, I don't think I've ever done that on just a base game. And I'll probably have to wait until it goes down a little bit on G2A or the Steam sales.
Do love a bit of Steam sales.
Oh, the Steam summer sale. Oh. This thing.
Is that our final topic of the evening to go on to now?
I think we're going to have to make that step, Nathan.
Who's starting it up? So where are we starting? Are we starting at this bit? We're starting under.
Let's start at the top. Because...
Well...
Actually, no. We're going to start at the bottom. Because...
It leads
unfortunately,
on.
Unfortunately, yeah.
It leads on.
So, I don't know if anybody who is listening has seen the new series of The Walking Dead.
They're not holding back.
Holy shit. From the first episode, just suddenly like throwing us straight in.
You need to watch this show if you don't. People are going to say it's boring, it's talking. Once you get into that story, it's so good.
Like, the things that happened just in the first episode, we almost had the death of King Ezekiel, or Rasta King as Nathan calls him. We almost lost Maggie, almost lost her own child.
If I was the director, I would have had a zombie come out and grab the child. I'm a horrible human being. I would have done it.
You're horrible.
I would. Nobody escapes the fate.
But then,
and that was not a reference, I swear.
Love that band. And
10
also,
miles wide.
The hanging of Gregory.
Poor Gregor.
I mean, he kind of deserved it.
Yeah. It was something different.
Then in episode 2, we had the amazing new romance of Gabriel and Anne. Otherwise known as Jadis. Although, was it as amazing as it sounds? See, obviously we watched Jadis keep an eye on the helicopter at the end.
Get a rufflecopter in for him.
Get a rufflecopter. And she knew exactly who that was. But we didn't find that out until episode 3, which... I mean, it was kind of a chilled out episode three.
I practically shit myself because I thought she was going to drop the walker on Gabriel and let the game eat it. I was like, don't you fucking dare.
Yeah, it was quite a chill episode in the fact that not really that many different things happened. But what did happen was basically Anne found out that Gabriel was following him after Rick's
following
commands.
Her.
Following her. That's why. You know, I'm just getting
How
around.
How dare you? I didn't. Jade, this is a wonderful lady.
Basically, she found out that Gabriel was following her under Rick's command, and Gabriel found out that she also had communication with an outside group, and she basically said that he was either an A or a B. I can't remember what that meant, and I can't remember which ones were which.
It was like alive and dead, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was alive and dead.
No, I remember because you were telling me earlier, A was dead because I assumed that would stand for alive.
I can't. I may have got that wrong earlier. Because
well, there's A and B. One means alive.
I can't think what order they said it in.
A and B. One means alive, one means dead.
Yeah. And that's what they were saying, that she had one of them dead, which would be Gabriel. But eventually she let him kind of, like, get on with it. And we think that, in that episode, you basically think that he has been left behind as it goes into episode 4. And Gabriel's nowhere to be seen, other than the fact that... Well, at the beginning, I believe we remember seeing Jadis actually continue talking to him.
Wasn't it with the letter, or was that the end of the episode, when he woke up in her little...
I can't remember.
And she said, if you want to go far, travel together. If you want to go fast, travel alone. And I need you to do fast.
Yeah, I can't remember
which one I think that was an ending.
But whatever it was...
Poor Gabriel.
Episode 4.
Fuck horses. What is it with them this season and getting people killed?
Horses.
Like, that is this episode 1. Kicks a guy and he gets bitten.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think he gets bitten before, but still.
It's the whole thing of horses should just be glue.
I think the horses are a bigger threat than the zombies at this rate.
Yeah, but honestly, they're also good for transport, but...
The horses have had more kills than the bloody zombies.
They have.
That's the really unfortunate thing. You know what? I absolutely hate the film. No, the new It. Horror movie protagonist manages to kill a single child who's about 6 or 7. These horses are killing adults by the fucking dozen.
And also the whole thing with the horses as well, like...
They're leading to the death of a big character.
And then we also have the whole thing with Daryl and Rick on Daryl's bike... As Maggie goes towards Alexandria to go kill Negan, but the giant hole basically that's somehow there. I that was kind of a massive thing about this plot's kind of fucked. How the hell did it get there?
how convenient they stopped.
How convenient that they fall into a giant hole.
How convenient those roots were placed there.
Oh, yeah.
I predicted a bit in my head that he'd use the bodies of the zombies to get a bit of leverage. And I was like, oh.
It's the whole thing with that of, obviously it's fake. Like, there's no nothing about that. But that just felt a little bit too fake.
It was lackluster for me. So I was like, oh, it's two big important characters. They're not dying yet.
No, but we did know that one of them was going to... Something was going to happen
And
at the beginning of that episode, they did tell us...
And I want to do something here, so just keep talking. Before you hit the next episode, I will do it.
Oh, God. So basically, they were saying about how this was the first of the second episode... No, sorry, the first of the two episodes that Rick Grimes would be in.
And episode 5, which airs tonight, he's going to get pretty fucked.
Yeah.
It's,
So basically, I watched episode 5 this morning, and I...
Did you let my Top Gear reference?
Yeah, I did. But I was left absolutely distraught. I was crying for at least 25, 30 minutes of that episode, and it was the whole thing.
And I called people pussies for being offended at accents.
I mean, spoiler alert if you haven't seen this one yet, go and watch it. It's amazing. I remember I actually messaged Nathan at some point, and I was going to tell him, like, don't watch the episode, it's awful, because I thought Rick was going to die really early, because he kept falling into unconsciousness where he met other characters who had previously died.
Do you want to know who we blame for that unconsciousness? Fucking horses.
Yeah, exactly. But the point is, I thought he was just going to die on one of them, and I thought, come on, he needs a fucking heroic way to die after all this, and I thought they just ended it there,
so
and
we
it killed me. But basically, instead, he has a pretty damn glorious death. I messaged Nathan earlier saying, holy fuck, I'm done. I don't know if I can keep watching. I wasn't prepared for what happens next, but all I can say is that The Walking Dead is back. And at the very end, there is something that really hit me hard. And basically...
there's a bit of time travel in this series. A 6-year different gap in between the episodes.
And we get to see the young... But older.
The pre, as they put it in a thing I read, pre-teenage, Judith. Judith Grimes.
It just went down my spine. Oh, I fucking hate this. Oh. Judith is...
Fucking hell, your stomach hanging out there. Bloody hell.
I'm sorry.
Like a bear, I love it.
And then, wearing Rick's old hat. Well, Rick and Carl.
I was thinking Carl, because I just know him to wear the hat. Well, you went to wear the hat.
It's something, should I say. She's got a good shot like her father. Like, when it comes
to... But what was she going to inherit from her mother, dying during childbirth?
Or cheating with her husband. Cheating with her husband, yeah.
Bloody hell.
I'm just looking forward to what comes next. Although, We did see that the good old Whisperers are about, and it's been confirmed, obviously, by many different sources, but...
Cough the trailers.
Yeah, even in the trailer, as Nathan likes to do his impression, the Whisperers are trying to find where the group are. They know where the group are, but they're trying to find... Pretty much.
And now I can't breathe.
But basically, the group seem to think that the walkers are evolving when really they are real people.
Dun dun dun.
Oh, this kills
me. We were talking about Telltale's Walking Dead. The Whisperers are in season 4. You meet somebody who was a part of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's because the season 4 storyline. No, we're not talking about the game here. I was just going to go on about their art style. It looks more in comic book, like the backgrounds are darker. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But there was like one who was a part of the Whisperers, and you sort of see what he did. Like, cared for the dead, and he like would throw a stone to direct them instead of killing them.
Okay,
So if we ever get you to play and we reach season 4, if your emotional state can handle that, because it's a wild ride.
I think I'll have to do like a series of just make Harvey cry simulator.
Very easy.
Walking Dead is one of the only things that can actually do that to me. But speaking of the loss of Sir Andrew Lincoln, Mr. Rick Grimes in this last episode,
I must go onto this tab.
Luckily, we know
me mouse
that.
Is fact.
You click it.
Oh, there we go.
There you go.
Fucking last one.
We know that this is not the last we will actually see of him.
The sheriff returns.
The Walking Dead has expansion plans revealed that Andrew Lincoln will lead 3 AMC movies. And now my dog's barking.
She's excited. She knows of the AMC films. Who wouldn't be?
Yeah, she's excited for a good old Rick Grimes to come out.
The actor who officially departed the flagship series Sunday, or Monday in our case, will reprise his role as Rick Grimes in a trio of big-budget feature-length movies that will air on the Basic Cable Network as content chief Scott M. Gimple talks with the Hollywood Reporter about his larger plans for the franchise.
I can't wait. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Scree! There's a video. Watch it later, Harvey.
It doesn't even work for me, but it says watch Angry Lincoln's
Fuck you, best talk. It works for me.
Last scene on The Walking Dead.
Works for me.
Don't play it through their speakers.
Oh, yeah.
That's not through a headset.
It's not playing anyway. Don't worry about it. I will close that. Just don't want it to play.
Holy shit.
Like, who would have thought you'd kill off the big main character from season 1? Oh, my lordy lord.
That's exactly what I was telling
you about. Yeah, they got fucked. And then having him brought back in a film, is that just not what you'd always want?
I mean, I didn't want him to go in the first place, but at least I am getting my Rick back.
Gonna kill some zombies, Morty! Gonna do things in my final episode, Morty! Gonna make a movie! 9 more seasons!
And on that note, I think it's a great time to end with a great song, which is actually from the trailer of Walking Dead Season 9.
I really like the song, mind you.
So this is Take What's Mine by Future Roy.
They took my Rick. That's what's mine.
We'll see you guys in the next episode.
Which hopefully shouldn't have a month's gap in between it.
Should be next week. See you next week.
Splendid.
Guys. Bye.